Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Practical Statistics for Educators by Ruth Ravid is an introductory textbook in educational statistics designed for education students, teacher researchers, administrators, and practitioners who need to understand data without becoming mathematical specialists. The sixth edition, associated with ISBN 1478-46827, presents statistics as a practical tool for studying schools, classrooms, programs, and learning outcomes. Its purpose is not to train readers in advanced computation, but to help them recognize appropriate statistical procedures, read research results, and make sound interpretations from educational data. The book covers core areas such as organizing data, measures of central tendency and variability, standard scores, correlation, regression, t-tests, analysis of variance, chi-square procedures, reliability, validity, and basic research planning. Ravid keeps formulas limited and frames examples in educational settings, making the book most useful as a bridge between introductory research methods and applied decision-making in education. Its central emphasis is statistical understanding that can support responsible inquiry in real educational contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, educational research as the practical setting for statistics. A central feature of practical statistics for educators is that statistical ideas are introduced through the needs of educational research rather than as isolated mathematical techniques. The book begins from the premise that educators often collect or encounter data while evaluating instruction, studying student achievement, reviewing programs, or reading professional research. This framing matters because many beginning statistics texts present procedures before explaining why a practitioner would need them. Ravid instead connects statistical reasoning to questions that arise in schools and classrooms, such as how to summarize performance, compare groups, examine relationships, and judge whether results are meaningful. The approach helps readers see statistics as part of an inquiry cycle that begins with a research question and ends with interpretation. This is especially relevant for action research courses, where educators investigate their own settings and must make careful claims from limited or local data. By grounding statistical concepts in educational decision-making, the book reduces the distance between research terminology and professional practice. Its value lies in showing that statistics are not merely calculations, but tools for clarifying evidence, avoiding unsupported conclusions, and communicating findings in a disciplined way. Secondly, describing educational data through tables, graphs, averages, and variability. The book gives substantial attention to descriptive statistics because educators commonly need to make sense of raw data before considering more complex analyses. Topics such as organizing data, graphing distributions, calculating measures of central tendency, and understanding variability provide the foundation for later statistical interpretation. In educational settings, averages alone can be misleading if they hide wide differences among students, classrooms, or program participants. Ravid, therefore, treats measures such as the mean, median, mode, range, and standard deviation as interpretive tools rather than mechanical outputs. Graphs and frequency distributions are also important because they help readers see patterns that a single number cannot show, including clustering, skewness, outliers, or uneven performance. This emphasis is practical for teachers and administrators who must interpret assessment results, survey responses, attendance data, or program records. The reasoning behind the book is that descriptive work is not a preliminary formality. It is often where the most important educational insights first appear. By teaching readers how to organize and summarize data carefully, the text supports better judgment before any formal test or statistical comparison is attempted. Thirdly, using the normal curve and standard scores to interpret relative performance. Ravid includes the normal curve and standard scores because much educational measurement depends on comparing individual or group performance to a broader distribution. Concepts such as standard deviation, z-scores, and related standardized interpretations help readers understand where a score stands in relation to other scores. This is particularly relevant in education, where test results, assessment reports, and norm reference measures often require interpretation beyond a raw number. A student score, for example, has limited meaning unless the reader understands the scale, the distribution, and the comparison group. The book's treatment of these topics helps educators distinguish between absolute performance and relative standing. It also supports a more cautious reading of standardized results by showing that statistical position does not automatically explain cause, ability, or instructional quality. The normal curve is presented as a model that can clarify patterns, not as a guarantee that all educational data behave neatly. This distinction is important because classroom and school data may be uneven, small, or shaped by local conditions. By explaining standard scores in clear language, the book equips readers to interpret common educational reports more intelligently and to avoid overreacting to isolated numbers. Fourthly, choosing among correlation, regression, t-tests, analysis of variance, and chi-square. One of the book's practical strengths is its focus on when to use different statistical procedures and how to interpret their results. Rather than emphasizing lengthy calculation, Ravid introduces common inferential and relational methods in terms of the questions they answer. And correlation is used to examine the degree of relationship between variables, while regression extends that idea toward prediction. T-tests help compare two means, analysis of variance addresses comparisons among more than two groups, and chi-square procedures are useful for categorical data. This organization is valuable for educators, because real research decisions often begin with the structure of the question and the type of data available. For example, comparing reading scores between two instructional groups requires a different approach than examining whether teacher experience is related to student outcomes or whether survey response categories differ across groups. The book helps readers identify these distinctions without requiring advanced mathematical training. It also supports interpretation by emphasizing what a statistical test can and cannot show. A significant result does not automatically prove educational importance, and a relationship between variables does not by itself establish causation. This procedural clarity makes the text useful for reading research and planning modest studies. Lastly, reliability, validity, and research planning as safeguards for interpretation. The inclusion of reliability, validity, and research planning broadens the book beyond a catalog of statistical techniques. Ravid recognizes that statistics are only as useful as the quality of the data and the design that produce them. Reliability addresses consistency of measurement, while validity concerns whether an instrument or procedure actually supports the interpretation being made. These issues are essential in education because assessments, surveys, observation forms, and program evaluations can produce numbers that appear precise but rest on weak measurement assumptions. The book's attention to these concepts encourages readers to question how data were collected, what they represent, and whether conclusions are justified. Research planning also matters because the choice of statistical test should follow from the research purpose, variables, sample, and design rather than be selected after data are gathered. For educators conducting action research or program evaluation, this guidance can prevent common problems such as unclear questions, inappropriate comparisons, or overgeneralized findings. By placing reliability and validity alongside statistical procedures, the book reinforces a disciplined view of evidence. Good educational interpretation depends not only on running the correct test, but also on asking a clear question and using data that can credibly answer it. In conclusion, Practical Statistics for Educators is best suited for education students, classroom teachers, school administrators, action researchers, and program evaluators who need a working understanding of statistics for educational inquiry. Readers who are anxious about mathematics may benefit from its restrained use of formulas and its emphasis on interpretation. The practical benefit is that it helps users move from raw educational data to clearer judgments about patterns, differences, relationships, and measurement quality. The intellectual benefit is a stronger ability to read educational research with informed caution, especially when studies report correlations, group comparisons, standardized scores, or claims about program effectiveness, compared with broader introductory statistics textbooks. Ravid's book stands out because it narrows the field of application to education and uses that focus to make examples, terminology, and research purposes more immediately relevant. It is not designed as an advanced statistical methods text, nor does it replace specialized software training or graduate-level quantitative analysis. Its distinctive value is as an accessible bridge between research methods and everyday educational decision-making by combining descriptive statistics, common inferential procedures, reliability, validity, and research planning. It gives educators a practical framework for using data responsibly without overstating what statistics can prove. If you would like to support Ruth Ravid, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.